Ant, a little more than a year ago, medical studies linked hormone replacement therapy to an increased risk of breast cancer. Immediately, some women stopped using HRT. Some doctors stopped prescribing them. But increasingly, other women find reason to return to hormone therapy despite the risks. Here's reporter Tanya Ott of member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama.
Erica Rex has been on hormones for 4 years since having a total hysterectomy in her late 30s after a prolonged struggle with endometriosis. She's one of the 13 million women in the United States who take hormones during and after menopause to mitigate symptoms like hot flashes and to stave off osteoporosis. For Rex, menopause was more than just an inconvenience.
A hot flash is not something that feels like what happens if you walk into a sauna for a few seconds and then walk out. A hot flash comes on you as a sudden increase in body temperature. That's what it feels like, a tremendous spike. As it goes on, which can last quite a while, 10, 15, 20 minutes, you break out in a sweat. My body gets incredibly weak to the point where I have to lie down or I probably will fall down.
No one knows for sure how many women abandoned hormone replacement therapy after studies from the National Institutes of Health and other researchers drew HRT into question. For many, the research prompted a lot of soul-searching, but for Erica Rex, the decision was less complicated.
When I first heard that there were studies indicating that it might be a health risk, my response to the friend was, compared to what exactly are these drugs now considered risky?
For Erica Rex, the stakes in not having hormones were pretty high. It took her several years to find the right therapy and dose. Those years of experimentation going on and off hormones wreaked havoc on her, making it impossible to do the things she loved most, like riding horses and accomplish simple household tasks.
I'm about to start cooking dinner here. That was something I didn't do for almost 2 years. I got so wiped out. By the time John was getting home from work, I was usually asleep.
Rex's husband, John, agrees there's a big difference in the quality of life off and now on hormones.
It was all pretty miserable. Erica was miserable, irritable. I was irritable. She went to doctor after doctor after doctor. Everybody had a different idea. None of them seemed to work until now we're on this formulated, right? Isn't that what it's called? Compounded medicine. Now it's a lot smoother. She seems in a lot better mood most of the time. Definitely seems a lot happier and a lot healthier.
Erica Rex says it's not easy making the decision to take hormones. It takes a lot of research into the risks of each type of hormone and a person's own predisposition to those risks. It also takes a lot of soul searching.
For me, the decision was based on how I felt and how I functioned or didn't function for so long. And in the end, I would rather have a slightly shorter life and have lived than live till I'm 107, and most of that time felt horrible, not been able to work, not been able to enjoy myself. And that's a decision each of us gets to make. I find the alarmism to be not constructive.
The 13 million women who take hormones, estrogen, progestin, testosterone, will grapple with these choices as researchers plan to release more study results on hormone replacement therapy. For Day to Day, I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham, Alabama.